Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the project is called the Turnaround Zone, and one of the leaders is Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's the academic manager. We'll have him right here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Connie McMullen, Dory Guy, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's the academic manager for the Turnaround Zone and with the Clark County School District. And before we get into discussing your new job, Jeff, I want to talk to you about what happened in the news here in the election with the property tax increase to fund Clark County schools being rejected. What are going to be the ramifications of that?
Well, I think that there could be several ramifications. You know, it's unfortunate because these questions, as you know, Sam, all over the country, they kind of went down because we're in a bad economic state in the United States, and I think people need every nickel that they earn. You know, we'll see. At the end of the day, it's ultimately going to be up to the Board of School Trustees how they will react to not being able to appropriately fund our schools with operational, with their facilities. Bottom line is this. I serve a couple of those schools in older communities in the Las Vegas Valley, and I see the ramifications on those kids, and sometimes it's oftentimes the most underprivileged kids that we serve over there. And, you know, their air conditioning has to work. They have to have accessibility for the iPads that they use and the internet services that they need to meet the demands of technology as it impacts education in our day and age. So at the end of the day, the board may have to consider moving, rezoning different schools or even ultimately closing some of those schools if they don't come up with the funding. But you know, you really can't blame the community for those types of things because those issues are are failing all over. People need their money, and it's a small piece, but I do understand both sides.
And one of the problems, too, is that, if a school does have problems, for example, no air conditioning, there's going to be a huge cost in moving those kids to other schools, correct?
Well, you would have to pick up the cost of transportation to move kids and rezoning, and not only the cost of transportation, if the board decided to do that, but the impact on families. That takes more time away from that youngster. They have to get up earlier, get home later, and so forth.
Let's talk about your new job here with the creation of the turnaround zone. What is the turnaround zone?
Well, first of all, we're really excited about the creation of this turnaround zone. Here's what it is. Schools that were selected to go into this new zone have demonstrated 3 years of persistent low achievement prior to their entry into the zone or prior to their label of being a turnaround school. So we then, in this zone, rally all the support and do things differently. I hope you ask me a little bit about what we do differently in servicing these schools. And we have some non-negotiables that the schools have to live with within that zone. The whole point is, the vision for the zone is, the schools come in, we rally those supports around them, they know their non-negotiables, and within 2 or 3 years, they demonstrate that they've had quick wins and they have some evidence of sustainability, and then they leave that zone.
All right, so what areas are you dealing with?
Well, particularly when a school enters the zone. You know, Sam, you and I've talked about this before. Principals and educators have to be clinicians. They have to be critical consumers of research. They have to put practices in place that diagnose a kid's problem, educational issues or deficiencies, and then they must improve those deficiencies over a period of time. Much as if you go to the doctor, you get diagnosed with something, the doctor prescribes a medicine or an intervention that is self-imposed as well, exercise or so on and so forth, and then those schools have progress monitoring to exit those kids or those schools out of the zone. Additionally, those principals, in my opinion, must be so ministerial in their approach. It's not enough just to be a clinician. You have to be ministerial. You have to own the students that come into your building. Own them to the extent that no matter what issue they come into your schoolhouse doors possessing, whether it be attendance, behavior, deficiencies with reading, writing, arithmetic, whatever it is, you own responsibility. You don't blame anyone else. The middle school, the elementary school, the parents, you own it, and you put practices in place to fix it.
All right, but I guess it sounds great that one would address this, but, you know, you're talking about a school with, you know, hundreds of kids in there. Do you require extra staff? How do you deal with all the needs of all of those kids when they could all be different?
Well, that's exactly right. So one of the non-negotiables in the schools in the turnaround zone is every teacher must know where each of their students are relative to a whole series of things. So, for example, in a big high school, you said it, Sam, hundreds of kids in a high school especially, and that's hard to wrap your arms around because you have 2,500 kids in a high school approximately. So if I'm a let's say an English teacher at a high school, I may have 160 kids in my caseload that I teach 5 or 6 periods of English to during the course of the school day. So one of the non-negotiables is that I know if Jeff Geis walks into that classroom at that high school, Jeff Geis can ask that teacher, where is Johnny in this whole scheme of things? And what are you doing to make sure Johnny needs to reach the benchmark he needs to reach? Short answer to your question is every kid in all of the schools in the zone are essentially on an individual education plan. That teacher would be able to answer, here's the progress monitoring that we have, the testing that we have, Johnny, the assessments taking place, here's his scores, here's how we know he's getting better, here was Johnny's attendance last school year, here was Johnny's number of referrals that he had to the discipline office last school year, here's the number of referrals he had to the counseling office last year. How does that impact my practice as an instructor on the way in which I deliver the instruction to Johnny, differentiate the support for Johnny, and what is in place if he's not meeting these benchmarks that I have in place? How's that different from a regular high school? In a non-traditional high school, or in a high school outside the turnaround zone, I'm not saying that some of those things don't happen. But what I'm saying is we are so systematic, clinical, and aggressive about that. In a high school where I served, you know, those students, you pull those students, you throw them out like chicken feed. They fall where they may, and they graduate in group together from one level to the next, or not.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jeff Geis. I wish he'd be just a little bit more enthusiastic. We'll have more with him when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's the academic manager for the turnaround zone with the Clark County School District. And, Jeff, you know, everything that you're saying sounds great. My concern would be, the number of additional teachers you're going to need to be able to monitor this and have corrective behavior. And then what happens in the long term? Do they stay within this turnaround zone school, or do they go out to other schools at a certain point?
Well, number one, every school in the turnaround zone has to show some quick wins. So every school that's been labeled turnaround before this year, before we had a zone, had those quick wins. For example, Chaparral High School was one of those schools, still one of those schools, increased the number of students that graduated by about 100 kids. Okay? That's just one example of one quick win. But they also have to demonstrate that those wins, those gains in multiple categories continue over over a period of 2-3 years. At the end of that period of time, we're going to determine whether or not these improvements are indicative of sustainability. If we can predict and show that that is sustainable, then they will exit the zone. Now, going to your question about staffing, it's not just about extra staffing. However, the schools in this zone did receive most of the schools in this zone received school improvement grant dollars, which is a grant, and then they use those dollars autonomously, and so they can, and most of them have, elected to increase staffing, and they do that very strategically. So they put those staffing in core areas like mathematics and English and science, which are kids need to pass proficiencies in those areas to get a regular diploma. But they also, Sam, put in place instructional coaching. It's just like anything else. Instructional coaches go in, observe, do post and pre-observation conferences, and they work with teachers to fine-tune and perfect their practice.
Now, you've got a partnership going with the University of Virginia Darden School of Business. Explain this briefly, if you will.
State of Nevada, the Nevada Department of Education, paid for our principals and myself to attend the University of Virginia Darden School of Business turnaround program. Now, that program is extremely exciting because organizational turnaround, the tenets of organizational turnaround are the tenets no matter what organization you're turning around, whether it be a nonprofit, a for-profit, a bank, or a school. And our principals that are in our zone have gone through that program, and they have learned. See, everybody needs to fine-tune their professional practice, everyone. And they have learned how to put in place systems, thinking patterns to be very aggressive in those expectations. And by God, it has worked. Those schools that have entered this turnaround process a year ago, the tenets of that turnaround that those principals have adopted, it has worked in multiple categories. At the end of the day, it's not about it working for the school, though, because if it works for the school, it's working for those youngsters that the school serves. More kids are graduating, more kids are passing proficiencies, more kids are on track in our elementary schools to be prepared, ready by exit of the fifth grade for eighth grade, or for sixth grade, ready by exit in the eighth grade into the ninth grade, and they're just on a trajectory of success, which is what we want.
Got about 15 seconds left, and you were mentioning to me off the air that this project is working its way towards Northern Nevada as well.
Well, it's my understanding that Mr. Superintendent Martinez up there is working with the University of Virginia. And in fact, you may have turnaround schools up there already. We believe, I certainly advocate for the creation of one zone for those turnaround schools. Because in a nutshell, Sam, you treat those schools differently. Just one piece. Our principals don't have to run triage in the bureaucracy of the fifth largest school district in the United States. My zone is a one-stop shop for them. So their concentration is on achievement and increasing student achievement.
And that's where we've got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. I wish we could bottle your energy. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. The great staff at Absolute Dental will help you get the wider, brighter, and healthier smile you've been looking for with your insurance benefits for 2012. And if you don't have insurance, they can work out a special low payment plan. Now that's something to smile about. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's another satisfied customer to tell you why.
My name's Christina Squaw. I'm the property manager at Sawmill Heights Apartments. We use Evergreen Carpet Care because they provide the best service. I've shopped around and looked at other carpet cleaning companies, and they just really clean the carpets the best. They're professional, on time, and they're great to work with.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
Why is it when times are tough, it only seems to get harder? You suffer from a condition that keeps you from working, but when you applied for Social Security disability benefits, you were denied. You feel powerless, lost, and frustrated. But don't give up. Most people who appeal their claims win. Call the lawyers at the Richard Harris Law Firm right now. 222-2222. That's 222-2222.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Michael Hackett is here, principal with Aris Consulting. Dory Guy is chair of the Washoe Dems. And Connie McMullen is the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. Let's talk about some of the fallout here from the election as we still continue to peruse these numbers. First of all, Marcus Conklin was going to be the speaker. Not anymore. He got beaten by Wesley Duncan. Your thoughts on that?
I don't really have a lot of thought on that.
Did it surprise you?
Yeah, it did surprise me because everybody expected Wesley, but, you know, I don't know that it's going to make a huge difference.
Okay, and who would you favor to see being the speaker? Because now that's a battle. William Horn is certainly the next person in line. Marilyn Kirkpatrick is somebody who is favored on both sides of the aisle. Does that help her or hurt her?
How about Nancy Pelosi?
Okay. Michael.
First
time Dory's done stand-up here.
Actually, to me, it was a big surprise that Conklin lost. And I understand that he was, to an extent, the victim of how that district was redrawn, because it was a much more evenly split district than what it used to be.
And plus he was targeted.
He absolutely was targeted. I mean, he was in the race for his life. So to me, that was definitely a big surprise because, again, like you said, he was the presumptive speaker of the assembly for next session. From what I'm hearing, it's going to be Marilyn Kirkpatrick, that she is going to be the one who will be speaker for next session. Personally, from my interactions with her, I've never had a problem with her. I find her accessible. I find her reasonable and easy to deal with. So I think the Democrats in the assembly will still be in good hands.
Sheila Leslie took her time, but she finally conceded to Greg Brower. Was that a surprise to you? I mean, that race appeared to me just from the get-go to be so tight.
You know, I'm sad. Sheila is a very well-liked person, a great legislator. I'm not surprised. It was a tough race, and going in, they were both determined. I'm surprised about the money that they raised both sides to battle, but I don't know. It's upsetting. It's upsetting. I like Greg, and I like her, too, and I've worked with her.
I don't see this being the end of Sheila Leslie being involved in public service. I've known her since the early 1990s when she ran the children's cabinet. This is somebody that's always been involved in public service one kind or another.
And I would agree with that. I think with the commitment that she's shown, especially to those that are underrepresented or have no representation when issues come before the state legislature, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who does as much as she has done for those various groups. And I agree, maybe this gives her a little time maybe to catch her breath and find out what is the next stage of my career going to be and how can I be of even more help and usefulness than I've been in the past.
I think that was the saddest thing for me was not seeing Sheila elected. She's a great woman. She has the care and the concern of every citizen within the state of Nevada, and I don't think that we've seen the last of her. I think we're going to see a lot more of her in the future.
Okay, I want to broaden things out a bit here, because now, you know, with the results of the election, the Republican Party is being forced to take a serious look at itself. If you looked at it as a party of older white folks, and especially white men, that population is shrinking dramatically in this country, and you now have people looking at potentially the new Republican Party with leaders like Marco Rubio, Susana Martinez, and Brian Sandoval all being mentioned in national conversations. Your thought about what the Republican Party needs to do to get itself back on track to be competitive in national elections?
I think they have to look at getting along and being more accepting of other populations. They've run on a staunch set of principles, but they're not working. and they're going to have to look inside. They just have been not real good at compromising and accepting other people's views.
I would agree with that, because I think the demographic that you pointed out, that was the only demographic that they captured. Every other demographic went to Obama. So I agree with what Connie just said. I think they need to broaden their horizons a little bit and decide exactly who is it that we want to be and what is our agenda going to be. It seems that they're always undone when they start to delve into the social agenda and stay away from really what the point should be that can get them to where they want to be. And I think that happened this time.
Yeah. I got to say this, on WC2, we tried to go advocate that they would put our information in their office, and they said, no, it's a Democratic issue. I thought
this was the senior issue.
Yeah. Yes, WC3 or WC2 was a people issue.
You're right. You're right. And going along with what Michael said, I think that they have to broaden their horizon a lot more. You know, you can't depend upon one demographic to turn the election or be part of the election. Like you said, the older white male is now no longer a big issue within our elections. And we're depending upon some of our other groups, the Hispanic vote, of course, and you know, the women vote. That's what really was incredible to me this
last
election.
Well, we only have about 30 seconds here, but just quickly around the table, doesn't this give a chance for true immigration reform to occur maybe in the next 14 months? Because that's about as much time as President Obama is going to have to get anything done. And won't the Republicans need to be a big part of that?
Well, I think so. They're going to have to step up to the table. Like it or not, there are other populations or immigrants that are coming to this country, even from Europe, and we need to have a more open opinion on it.
And the Latinos have already presented to our new president on what are you going to do for us now? That's already been discussed.
And Dory got the last word. That's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
When you're in a fix, call 331-3636. That's easy. Easy Rooter Plumbing. Call 331-3636.
This Monday, Veterans Day, Moore has two flexible ways to finance interest-free. Your choice.
Any bedroom, dining room, or living room interest-free till 2016.
Or 0% interest till 2014. A discount equal to sales tax and same-day delivery.
Either plan you choose, there's no interest.
Veterans Day prices in every department, plus more kids and teens furniture for less.
More ways to save, more ways to make buying furniture easier.
Monday, Veterans Day, 10 till 9 at More Furniture for Less.
Social Security benefits applications now take an average of 365 days. Most will be denied at least once.
Tired of waiting? Time to talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates, successfully helping disabled people for over 30 years. I'm David Allen.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Kerry Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, State Senator Michael Robeson will be here, the Republican leader. See you on the next broadcast.